Hello, Saints. So today I'll bring a psalm and then I'll talk about whatever comes to mind afterwards. So I'm going to read Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. I like this one because it repeats that He is their help and their shield 3 times in a row. I like that. But I find it interesting that verse 8, they that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. I find that interesting. They that make them are like unto them. So you make idols that cannot move, cannot see, cannot talk. It's almost like the blind leading the blind. Both will fall into the ditch. If you make something that cannot hear, guess what? You're not going to hear the truth. If you worship something that has no eyes, you will never have eyes to see the truth, to see the light. If you make something that has hands that cannot hold things, you'll never be able to hold that which is true. That which is true, and it says in Revelation, "Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." So I find that kind of interesting. They're dead just like the idols that they worship. They cannot do anything. They'll go down to the grave and they'll be no more, just like the idols. But it's kind of like a contrast in this psalm that the idols that cannot hear, that cannot do anything, and those that worship him, but the Lord will bless those who fear him. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And we know that the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the Lord will bless those who fear him. I believe in another verse it talks about the Lord encamps around those who fear him. So it's kind of a cool contrast. You have the idols, which are dead, leading people into death, the blind leading the blind. But then you have the Lord, who, if you fear the Lord, and that's Ecclesiastes, the duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. And we know his commandments are not grievous. I believe that's in 1 John. So when we fear the Lord, he'll bless us. When we walk in the light as he is in the light, he'll bless us with peace, joy, comfort in the Holy Spirit. and we have eternal hope in Jesus Christ. But if we make idols, and that's why 1 John, the last verse of 1 John, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. It's so important to keep yourselves from idols, because that thing that you put as your affection, your love, before your eyes, before your ears, whatever it might be, you're going to be shaped like it. It's kind of like that idea of being conformed to the image. If you still love the world, James 4:4, a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If you make the world and the corrupting things of the world your love, you're going to be conformed to it. It's your eye is single. If your eye is single on the world, your eye is single on death, that which is corrupting, that which is going to be burned up, you're going to be conformed to that which is burned up. But if your eye is single on Christ, the light, and no part dark, you're going to be conformed into that which is the light. And we know this world doesn't know God. It doesn't know us if we're born of God. So when you're conformed into the light, when your eye is single, you'll be wholly separate and set apart. But that's a really important concept, is whatever you make your God, whatever you make your first love, as it says in Revelation, that the church the Lord was rebuking had left their first love, that's what you're going to be conformed into, and that's what you're going to be likened unto. You're going to be like that thing which you hold in high esteem, which you make a God in your life, which is why it's so important to strip out everything in Satan's kingdom, to replace it with the things of eternity, with the Lord, with Jesus Christ, His truth, His word, because you'll be conformed to that then. You'll walk in the light as He is in the light. And you'll inherit eternal life, because he that overcomes, Jesus says, just as I overcame the world, it says in Revelation, I will give him to sit on my throne. So make sure you're putting Jesus Christ as that object of worship in your life, not idols, not anything else, not yourself, which is fading, this flesh is fading, not your pride, not your vanity, not your career, not another person, not the sports, politics, entertainment, we preach about that all the time, Satan's culture. Make sure the object of your affection is Jesus Christ. The God that you worship with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is the Lord that exists forever, and He's coming back in flaming fire to destroy all those who know not God and don't obey the gospel, that don't put Him as their Lord and Savior. And we know a lot of churchianity people like to call Jesus their Lord, but we know they're not having Him as Lord over their life. They're not being conformed to the image of His Son, and that's a really good test. What are they making their gods? Most times it's the world, most times it's other people, and you can see that, the fruit. They're being conformed to the world. They're not being transformed by the renewing of their mind. So make sure you place Jesus Christ as your object of affection, as I said, and I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.